Yeah, we're back in the studio.
We are back!
We're back from our summer break.
Balls are killing me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
We're back from our Halloween vacation slash adventure slash other crazy shenanigans that we've done. And we've only got, sadly, a few shows left this year.
Ow! I can't wait for that break.
You can't wait for the holiday vacay?
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to be back again, honestly.
No, we're back! We're back!
2014,
we are
back.
We're back!
We are back.
I would like to say that for the record that we are back. I mean, I know we've been joking around, but...
Brett literally just spit out his water right now.
I
made sure to avoid that.
I'm just kidding.
Wow, that was insane. A real-life spit take in the studio. No, it's gonna get nuts in here because we've only got a few shows left. We've only got a few weeks to say everything that we need to wrap up 2013, bring it to a close. We've done a pretty good job so far, and season 3 is gonna be even crazier. We've got a lot of nutso things planned, including the Tron sleepover, which was too crazy for season 2. We couldn't do it. Charlie wouldn't allow it.
That's
Charlie
true.
Metz himself.
Just got
tonight.
Too intense.
Woo! Woo! Just say anyone's name and they appear out of this box, out of the Rambler box in studio.
Just like...
The box is really Brett's business.
It's a magical night, Brett. There's sprites and wood nymphs out tonight. Brett, close your mouth! They go in through the mouth!
I can't believe we finally come to the end of this long Aykroyd road.
Mm-hmm.
We started with what did we start with? We began the year months ago.
The spooky
Unplugged
YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Unplugged and UFOs.
We introduced you, the audience, to Dan Aykroyd and his belief on UFOs.
I think it sounded like you said YouTube.
We watched his alien conspiracy videos. We watched his vodka, his great Dan Aykroyd Crystal Skullhead vodka, which we have our Crystal Skullhead on the Rambler table tonight, like we always do.
Just the thought
during
of
the Aykroyd shows,
hand.
The cow themed YouTube,
and that was a fun night. That was a fun spooky night. Then the next time was what, Neighbors?
Neighbors, that was great.
And that was a fun time too as well. Then
Neighbors
was
pretty good.
Neighbors was pretty good.
We got to do that Rambler reenactment.
Is that when we did that?
Hey guys, can this be the clip episode where we just like we'll go look the great editor in the sky will edit in
clips
scenes,
of us.
Yeah, scenes yeah. from
and
like
here,
audio bits from Neighbors.
Well, yes, remember that time?
You know, in all honesty, Brett, I hadn't thought about it, but when we were doing the Aykroyd Awards, what all this has been about at the end of the year, when we're doing that in a few weeks, we should have a few clips that the great editor in the sky,
Matt. I want a whole damn episode.
Well, season three, Brett, we'll do your clip show.
Okay.
How about
season
that?
Season 3, okay. We can completely sell out and just do clips.
Yes!
Clip shows every episode.
Okay, no, I think that either way.
If you like season 2, then you're going to love season 3 because it's just season 2 re-edited, baby. And released in a different order.
If you didn't like season 2, well, why the hell
you're
are you
in for
listening?
A bumpy ride. Yeah. But no, tonight is an important night because after Neighbors, that was part. What, 3, really? Huh? Part 2?
Part 2.
Part 2, okay, because the other one was just like a prequel.
Neighbors Part 2 with Jim Belushi and Peter Aykroyd.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
And a New Jersey hooker.
And then Part 3, of course, was the terrible Exit to Eden.
Love that episode.
Which we also had mic difficulties on my part in that episode, which that episode is just a real pain. If you haven't listened to that one yet, then save yourself the trouble. No, I'm just kidding. You have to listen to it because we give a secret phrase.
Yes.
Part 3.
You have to listen to that one if you want to play.
Oh, that's what threw me off. It's not, we only do the phrase in the last two, not the first one. The first one we just introduced Dan Aykroyd to the audience, but the Neighbors and the Exit to Eden one both have a phrase, a secret phrase that we all say once during the episode, a separate one for Neighbors and a separate one for Exit to Eden. And I would ramble to guess that tonight, whatever our Dan Aykroyd movie is, that at some point all of us will be saying a new Rambler, a new phrase that will be part 3. And you have to connect them all together or else there will be no unity in the Avatar Village.
Well, guys, I gotta say, just as always, this Aykroyd podcast is like a religious experience for me. I'm feeling an awakening.
You've gone through
spirit.
A lot of awakenings and like changes and resurrection. I don't. Well, maybe
true.
You haven't been resurrected per se, but
I've
spiritually,
mm-hmm.
You've been resurrected like 3 times during these Aykroyd shows. Weren't you like an old blues singer at one point, like when you came back from
That's
one of
true,
your personalities?
I was Cab Calloway. But I've got a... I'm feeling a little bit nervous tonight, though, because I've heard some ramblings around the office, and it sounds like you guys are going to try to discontinue the Dan Aykroyd podcast next year. It seems like there's only one rambler who's really satisfied with what we've been doing here, man, with what we're really working for. We're trying to do something real here.
Me and Brett, have been talking through the water cooler. Through our, we put our styrofoam cups up to one side, and Brett puts his up to the other side, and we talk and listen.
I put my butt on that water cooler.
What?
Well, excuse me.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd has kind of overstayed his welcome. He's been a great figurehead, but he's too big of a figurehead. Honestly, like, we need a break. We need an Aykroyd vacation.
Yeah, I mean, just really the whole, it's starting to creep me out. I'm ready for someone else. Like, it's getting too intense,
yeah, too real.
Really.
Man.
Like, especially those first two shows, those were so creepy that we had to make Exit to Eden so silly that it became, like, a horrible, horrible disaster.
Yeah.
We were all running around.
with
our pants down and stuff, like, in a tent.
Man. Which, once again, Brett, fuck you for the ending of Exit to Eden not being Dan Aykroyd and Rosie O'Donnell running around in their S&M leather trying to catch, like, a donkey or something with Omar strapped to its back and, like, a diamond in Omar's anal cavity. Anyway, Sam, go ahead.
Fuck! I knew this would happen. I knew that you guys would fuck me over with this Dan Aykroyd thing. I saw this coming and I prepared for it, alright? Because I'm starting my own sect, my own little Rambler offshoot, you might say.
A spinoff?
Well, it's not. I want to put the.
Are you
going to
have your own mini podcast without us or something?
No, I'm myself and my convert are going to just talk over you guys at different times during your podcast. So, like, you'll be doing something in, like, Jurassic Park 3, and I'll be like, well, what about the time when they're dancing like dead men in Blues Brothers 2000? And my convert is...
Wait, there's that ghostly whale again in the corner. Is this connected?
Hey, it's all coming together tonight on Aykroyd Night, John, because... Woo!
The big finale.
Exactly.
The big F.
Shooting Aykroyd off into the sun. Charlie Ignatius Metz.
Yeah! Charlie Ignatius Crouton Metz.
And I've brainwashed him for the last 2 months. He's been in the closet, and I've been just playing Dan Aykroyd audio, and he's only had Aykroyd skull vodka to drink.
Oh my god, that's why Charlie
like it. He's really sweaty.
All hail the mighty Aykroyd.
I just realized this. That's why we haven't seen Charlie in a while. He's been chained up.
He's been chained up
in our Rambler basement, drinking only Dan Aykroyd crystal skullhead vodka for 3 months.
And this is what we have.
Look at him now. He looks like Aykroyd. Even like he's turning into like a 70s era Dan Aykroyd.
What is he wearing?
He's wearing, like, a whatever Dan Aykroyd would be wearing in the 70s.
It's the Bass-O-Matic suit. He's wearing that, like, plaid suit from the Bass-O-Matic sketch.
It's changing. His outfit's actually changing. I think we all see a different thing.
That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Charlie, I'm starting to call him Dan Aykroyd.
Oh,
he's holding the crystal skull head, and it's, I don't know. Yeah, yes. I feel like a little reminiscent of Lord of the Rings with the, who's the dude? Who's
Gollum.
My precious Gollum, yeah. There's a little bit of a Gollum thing going on right now. Look at this.
Thine crystal skull case, the mighty soul of the Aykroyd.
It doesn't help. It doesn't
Preach
help
it.
That your chair is, like, short, really short for some reason. So you looked, you're so tiny. What's going on here? This is insane. There's mind fucking going
Charlie
on.
Charlie is 3 full head shorter than all of us with the chair that he's in right now, so he's at the level of the worshipper.
When are we gonna do our shrunken head episode?
I'm hoping this one's gonna turn into it.
Well, who else but the Ramblers? Am I right? Can I get a hell yeah, Charlie? Are you gonna do weird shit tonight? Like, should I put my cock blocker on or whatever? This is
punching
us in the dicks.
It's gonna get really weird. My Aykroyd cherry got popped.
I think you'll need the cock blocker, John.
There goes our female listeners.
There goes, yeah.
Wait, who?
Well, despite all the weirdness that's gonna happen tonight, that's gonna happen to a night on this magical evening as we close out the Aykroyds. So no matter what happens, no matter whether we do them another year or not, No matter what shenanigans go down. I'm going to start whipping
Charlie the more you talk about not doing another Aykroyd year, but sorry.
No. I'm just, when we give the phrase tonight, when all of us say the phrase, maybe some of us have already said it, maybe some of us will never say it.
What? No, we all have to say it.
We will say it, though, but we will say it. I don't think
Charlie's going to say it.
Charlie may not say
it. You can if you want to. So.
But Charlie could say it.
I mean, I feel like the trickster's gotten in on it before.
Well, so. You're right. Yeah, Charlie.
If the trickster can do it, the Charlie.
If Charlie can do it, in a nonchalant way, we will leave Charlie saying it in. But if he does not say it, then you'll know that he completely fucked it up every time he tried. So we're going to be saying the phrase, and when you get it, you can put all three phrases and send them in. We have the Rambler. Whatever. It's on the website. It's easy to see. Asbestfilms.com, the Dizzy Ramblers section tab. You just click on that, and it'll be some Aykroyd section, something you can send in. That, trust me, it's there.
It'll just be a big picture of Aykroyd's forehead.
I wish.
Me too, it won't be that, I'm sorry.
But for real, so you can type out all three phrases, send it in, and you'll win the coveted Aykroyd Prize, or the Aykroyd Award. Oh, my God. And, yeah, all year has been leading to this, basically, which it has. The Aykroyd Awards, which we will be doing at the end of the year to give awards out to ourselves and other people who deserve it slightly less than us. We will be announcing the winner of the Aykroyd. Assuming someone sends in something, we will be announcing the winner of the Aykroyd Award.
I have the craziest idea of what the Aykroyd Prize could be.
Oh, do tell.
What if it's a painting you do of Dan Aykroyd, but me and John, whenever we get a haircut, we give you some of our hair, and you put some of our hair in Dan Aykroyd's hair, and all of our hair is in
there. That's the scariest thing. That's the grossest thing ever.
I need to ask for a lock of my hair at the sports clips next time?
I guess so, yeah. just, I mean, it's all over
the place. It's for my podcast.
Yeah.
It's for the pod. Save it for the pod, bitch.
Hey, I'm cool enough to cut my own hair. But, so there's an idea.
That is an idea, though. Yeah. That's something to think on. Mm. Or what if you just like shave your beard and you put that in the painting?
Like with him with a beard?
Truly,
it looks like pubes all over his face.
Yeah, John, just grow your pubes and then shave that off and we'll put it in there.
I wish we could leave that in, but to talk about the prize, we can't.
Are they allowed to know the prize?
No. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Well, you think?
I mean, who knows?
I think anybody who is interested would just be like, whoa, by what they just heard.
Yeah.
So and I think we should leave it in and encourage people to write into the Ramblers forum and give us a response.
And tell us about your feelings after hearing that.
Yeah.
Were you offended? Did you think terrible thoughts involving rope and hanging from a rope?
And birds and rear windows?
Could I tell you?
Don't forget those sexy pictures either.
Oh, Brett. Well, it's funny you mentioned sexy pictures.
You want to get into this?
Well, okay. We're not going to get into it too much.
I'm so giddy.
No, I'm so giddy about it too. No. I mean, we can't open it yet. We can't open it yet. But tonight, for the first time in its full glory, we are going to be reading letters from.
Bum, bum, bum.
Brett, I think this deserves a. Charlie, you are in for a show tonight. Dan Aykroyd is going to take second seat to what's really about
not according to me and Charlie. Dan Aykroyd, we want to keep the Aykroyd in Aykroyd episode, all right?
Aykroyd in it.
Tonight, when we come back from the movie, which we haven't even said yet, we will be opening up the Ramblers Forum.
The Ramblers Forum.
Oh my God, that brought a tear to my... penis.
It's gonna be exciting. We've got I've got a bunch of letters to read from real fans, real That's listeners. Why. Some of them we know their identity. Some of them we do not. Mm. Some of these people are probably playing sick mind games with us. But that's
all
right.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I love the illusion.
No, I love it too, Charlie.
Yes.
You picked a good night to be here because we've been talking about the Ramblers Forum for months. We've talked about certain letters that we have had sent in that we've kind of briefly mentioned, but we've never really just read a full one on air. We've got a bunch of good ones tonight. You might be mentioned in one of them.
Whoa.
And it's gonna be interesting. There's some interesting letters that were sent in.
Oh my.
I'm stoked. I haven't heard any of them.
Sam's on his internet diet, mm-hmm. and he's purging himself of the internet for like 67 days or whatever. And
it's an enema type thing.
You haven't read a thing, which also is more scary about how much you've learned about Dan Aykroyd during this time, because you haven't had access to any type of electronic. I'm wondering how you're downloading it, like, from the inner, like,
no,
the...
yeah, it's purely osmosis. I sleep with the great outdoors under my pillow, and I mean, like I said, Charlie has just been listening to, like, the soundtrack of Nothing But Trouble for months and months and months. So, I mean, we're both in tune with the Aykroyd right now, unlike some people.
Well, I still love Dan Aykroyd. I don't think he needs another season's focus on him. We'll still do the Aykroyd Awards at the end of the year. Maybe we'll even watch a movie with him. I don't know. I just think we can do better.
What about my tattoo, John?
Well, that's your call. That was your call.
I told you not to do that.
I started tallying on my left boob all the Aykroyd episodes we do, and so now I'm just gonna have four tallies. I look like a loser.
Well, despite our disappointing venture into Exit to Eden last time, tonight, when we mapped out this year's movies, we saved this one for last because we hoped that we would be saving the best for last. Mm-hmm. This is a movie that I know specifically for me. I've seen it, The Black Lodge, many, many times, and always thought about watching it and getting it. And
he looks like he's having so much fun.
I mentioned this to you, Sam, multiple times in the years past. I know about watching this movie, and we always plan to watch it at some point and rent it. And then at some point, we decided to do it with the podcast. Brett's grinning like a seal. He's hey, Brett. Tell us the movie. I'll let you do it. What title are we watching? 1983's
Dr. Detroit.
Yeah,
I've not watched this movie, but I'll tell you guys this. I've seen the intro in the opening credits. And yeah. Let me tell you, like. This movie's crazy.
Well, I hope it is, like, because no, like, it has, like, a lot of things that I love about movies. Like, it's for an 80s comedy, first
hold
of all.
Hold on, John.
Yeah, Brett, go.
That's going to pop
like,
off.
Like, Dan Aykroyd's, like, on, like, roller skates. And, like, people are, like, chasing him. And it's, like,
He's at,
like, a theme park or a regular park or something like that.
This is exactly what you said to Exit Eden.
Like, yeah, no, like,
This is exactly what you said.
There's, like, cars driving by and, like,
wait. Are you saying that... You remembered this when you were talking about Exit to Eden?
I mean, I never finished it. Like, past that, I got a little bored with it, and I just probably
watched
something else.
Oh, my
god! It has the
You're a madman. I think you sent in all the letters to the Ramblers Forum. You're insane. You're alluded that you should be locked up.
Freddie, are you the one who's been whispering in my ear about Dan Aykroyd every night? Are you trying to drive me crazy, man?
He heard the... Young Mikey Myers
like
heard
this?
The voice.
No.
Young okay. Mikey
no, I mean,
Myers
I've
heard the voice.
I've been whispering in your ear through a toilet paper tube, but not about Dan Aykroyd.
Just about the different absorbency of toilet paper?
More or less.
Well, even though this movie
the
was...
The Roy treatment?
Even though this movie was not very successful, I hope it's going to be hilarious. And
I'm expecting a classic.
I hope so, because this is probably one of the last, like, Dan Aykroyd movies I haven't seen that could be more of, like... I mean, he's, like, the literal lead role. Mm-hmm. No, like, Chevy Chase co-starring. No one else. And it's, like, him in his prime, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely, like, a rare Dan Aykroyd movie that, even though you don't necessarily hear about it all that much, it was definitely a big headliner comedy for him that... maybe it's going to suck, and that's why it didn't go anywhere. But I could totally look at it, and from the little I know about it, see it as like an underappreciated gem.
Well, when I picked it up today from Black Lodge, at 831 South Cooper, Matt, who, you know, him and Brian...
Yeah, everybody knows Matt.
Okay, sorry. He couldn't say enough good things about Dr. Detroit. Like,
really?
He was so excited about us watching it. And,
oh, that's awesome.
Did he say anything about that crazy intro?
No, he started going into these other scenes, because I didn't have the heart to tell him I hadn't seen it. I was too afraid. I didn't want to be judged.
He's listening right now,
man.
Now he knows.
I feel like such a fool. But,
hey, I mean, you're crossing him off your list, though. I mean,
I'm crossing Matt off my list?
Yes.
Matt.
once you've looked like a fool in front of somebody, you never talk to him again.
So Matt's excited
yes!
About Dr. Detroit.
Oh no.
I know, I'm gonna Terminator 2 him.
I think he'd condone that even as an advertisement.
Yeah, no, he loves this movie, so I am pretty excited about it. I do feel like we're gonna get into an Aykroyd in the rough right now.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be really fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I think we've introduced all the things that we're gonna be talking about tonight. Do we have anything else we want to get out there before?
In the movie.
I know.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, Brett?
Sorry, yeah,
I guess that's why I was like chasing him.
Yeah, I can't
they're,
wait
they're
to
torches and
that's the one thing I know about it, is he's like a teacher who for some reason I guess
I didn't know that.
It's like a Breaking Bad type thing. He has to go from like teaching into
like
being a pimp
to like the CD Underground of Detroit.
I think so, except in a hilarious comedy style. And there's actually, I won't tell you yet.
Yo, she's like 14!
But some of the writers of this
you
movie...
You can pop her cherry!
Some of the writers of this movie actually worked on other interesting movies they wrote the screenplays for. But I won't tell you. I'll make you come back. From the, do you want to know that, Belly?
No.
Okay.
Tell me when these idiots aren't listening.
All right, well, Charlie, I know you're going to be on Sam's side sucking his dick during this, so is there anything you want to get out
so.
Before like Sam's fully enlarged in your... orifice there.
He bit his lip when you said that.
I can't wait either, Charlie. Because
Charlie, is that like a tunic you're wearing? Like, what's going on there? What would you call that exactly?
It's easy access. Like every cult leader, I am sexually molesting the person that I brainwashed.
I feel like whatever you're wearing, the South American people would call like a serape or something. Like, I don't. Only Aykroyd can save us now. The crystal skull is coming closer to my head. If I don't like this movie, basically, the last thing I'll say is if I don't like this movie, then I don't know what other Dan Aykroyd movie I'll ever like. Because I've seen them all, and I really don't know what other good movies I possibly have left for him.
Is this the only one you haven't seen?
No. Oh, okay. I mean, he's in so many that I've still got like 40 left.
Okay.
But, and that's the thing, they're all just terrible, I'm sure. Like things like Diamonds with Jenny McCarthy and Kirk Douglas from like 2000.
Yeah.
And just bad things, Brett. Bad things where he's not playing a pimp.
My Girl Too.
My Girl Too.
Yes. Honestly,
My Girl
Too
when it was new. My Girl Too when it was new.
When
My
it was
girl
nude.
New.
My Girl Too when it's
new.
My
Girl Too.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Honestly, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna hate Dr. Detroit. There's no way I can live up to the excitement I just had a few minutes ago as I was thinking about how sweet this movie's gonna be.
There's no way I can live up to the excitement of the Ramblers Forum.
Ooh. Like one of those guys from like American Gladiators and those like balls is like chasing him.
Basically, yeah, this is going to be a great show. It's going to be a great night. You got a lot of things to look forward to. We're getting into December, and it's going to be a crazy ride wapping up the west of the Weir. And, yeah, let's do it. Let's dive down this hole, you guys. Let's dive down Charlie's rabbit hole.
Let's take it.
Yeah, let's take Dr. Detroit's ride.
You guys ready to
ramble on? Yeah, let's do it. Brett, you're going to start us off, I understand?
I don't have to start us off, but like, I'm down to do the description.
Brett, I heard you prepare a few words.
All right, yeah, I just want to let all the listeners know about
Can we get a mic check?
Is this thing on?
Sibilants.
Man, I'm sorry, bro. I hate to interrupt your prepared
statement. You're the one
person
who wasn't going to do the intro.
I hate to interrupt your prepared statement, but I love Dr. Detroit.
Woo!
Woo!
Brett, jump on this roller coaster ride.
All right. Now that everyone's all lubed up. All right. So here's what Dr. Detroit is all about. All right, so this upscale 80s like artsy gay cokehead stereotype guy city guy named Smooth. Smooth Walker. Yeah, his name is Smooth Walker. He owes this old bus driver named Mom.
Who was credited as Mom
and she runs Chicago, the city of Chicago.
Oh, she's incredible. That's
she
like,
is
what a
good.
Great
she's
performance.
She's pretty
oh my god, that lady, like...
Remember when I said she was
lady,
like Heath Ledger as in The Dark Knight? Like, the way that she was moving in and out of a scene, it reminded me of, like, the way that his mind, like, did one of those movements.
No, she dressed up like Janet Reno before everyone was doing it.
No, you're right, you're right. Okay, Brett, continue.
Okay, so anyways, Smooth, those are all this money, but he doesn't have it, so he needs a diversion, or else Mom's army of bald eunuchs will eat him for lunch. So Smooth's army of whores seduce this nerd they've been mocking and give him confidence to become Dr. Detroit. Dr. Detroit turns out to be the coolest character of all time.
I have so much I want to say about Dr. Detroit. But, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Just hearing his name, I was like, Dr. Detroit! Oh, never mind.
He's great. Yeah. So Dr. Detroit is really, really cool. And to save the day, he has to do that classic two people in one, you know, room bit. And
I can't believe that it was like sitcom. Parts of this movie were like a Scooby-Doo episode. Yeah. It was great.
And until those two people eventually become the one person. Mm-hmm. And its big moral, which I really did like, was let your inner doctor out.
Yep.
Yeah, Brett.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Brett Trail, everybody. Brett Trail. I'm John Shaw.
I'm Sam Bear.
And of course, a guest in the studio,
cultist. The Trickster!
No.
God damn it, he didn't even have to stand up, he was already here.
He was dangling from the rafters by his legs.
I hate
to derail this. Okay. But while the Trickster's here, I have a bone to pick with the Trickster. It's pretty apparent that the Trickster stole his entire getup and, like, everything he's ever done from Dr. Detroit. Like, when Dr. Detroit's in that red suit
at
that
party,
and he's, like, dancing around and stuff, like, that is, like, the Trickster's complete fucking bullshit act.
Yeah, he's even wearing a metal glove.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? I'm sorry to interrupt everything, but that's just, I feel like the Trickster has to answer for that.
What do you have to say about that, Trickster?
You don't have anything to say about these glasses, either,
Trickster.
The dumb gray wig.
I don't even want to waste any time on you.
I thought I dressed like Doc Brown.
I don't want to waste any time on you, Trickster. You get back in that sound booth right now. We've got more important things to do.
And away I go! Woo!
And, yeah, okay. Anyway, we also have a Rambler guest and Aykroyd cultist, Charlie Metz.
Praise the almighty Aykroyd. Praise him.
And, yeah, I'm going to tell you what this movie was about for me. I went into it and I thought, you know, I really wanted this to be good. Yeah, that's hilarious, Charlie. Well, if that cracks you up, wait till you see what's coming. Which, by the way, before I get into this movie, let me just say, before we get into the Rambler,
how dare you throw a detour in there like that?
I've never done it before. If you're gonna write into the Ramblers forum complaining about continuity issues continuing from the Halloween episodes, don't even bother, because basically the Halloween episodes is like a treehouse of horror. The continuity is a little looser in that one, so deaths and other things like that. I can see it now. I can see people sending stuff into us now, complaining, and we won't have it.
Send your shitty letters if you include a sexy pic, though.
But not about the Halloween episode not fitting into the continuity of the Dizzy Ramblers canon. That's what I'm saying, Brett.
In reality, though, Brett actually did go inside Nathan. I want to make that
Clear. That did happen.
Yeah.
And we'll get more into that later tonight. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Dan Aykroyd, I watched this and I was like, please let this be good. Exit to Eden was so bad. Neighbors was weird, but it was good in a weird way. But I was like,
Neighbors is my favorite.
I want a really good Dan Aykroyd movie. And I didn't necessarily expect one. I thought I was going to have to defend this and say it was like, oh, you know, it was fun, you guys. Like, it was a fun time watching it. But actually, there were so many parts where I was just, like, literally laughing out loud. I don't always laugh out loud at movies either. And I was just, it was hilarious at parts. And I would laugh just constantly through and throughout the whole movie. It was a Dan Aykroyd movie like I've never seen before. At first, I didn't know if it was going to work. The tone wasn't necessarily going to fit. And then as the movie continued to me, I realized that basically Dr. Detroit is an awakening of pure spirit inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to let the doctor out. And the only way to do that is by watching Dr. Detroit and realizing that there is a Dan Aykroyd movie where he has the lead role, where it's hilarious and it doesn't suck. And it's an unseen gem. I hope this would be an unseen gem because it was not successful when released. They wanted to do a sequel. They wanted to do more of them. And they even have a joke about a sequel in this one. But it was just not successful. And supposedly Dan Aykroyd was writing the sequel even. And then it just got canned. I'm so pleased with this movie. I'm so glad to end our Aykroyd run in 2013 with this. I'm so glad. If this is the last Aykroyd movie we ever do,
Charlie,
end on this one. Charlie, no! Ah! Yeah. So, a Trickster, come cry. We need your tears on his heal him. Heal him. The Trickster's tears just healed Charlie Metz the cube.
Yeah, but now Charlie has Trickster's pussy lips and mouth.
Oh, that was pretty insane. Man.
Sorry guys, I just got really excited there all of a sudden.
Let's,
I didn't know what to do.
Before we get into some of the crazy stuff, we have to talk about segment wise for the Dizzy Ramblers, because we've only got a few episodes left this year. We've got a lot to get to, but we have to talk about this movie and how insane it was. Who wants to start? Who wants to throw something insane that happened in this movie that you were like, I can't believe this is happening, but it is happening and it's hilarious.
Here's what I want to throw into that. When Dr. Detroit actually cuts loose as a character in this movie, and I actually started liking this movie.
It's really like a comic book movie where he emerges, he swallows some pills of some sort, and then a few minutes later, the Dr. Detroit persona starts to emerge, and then later on he gets the costume, and it really is an origin story.
Yeah, it is. It's like Batman Begins.
Like Batman Begins or Thor or the original Spider-Man, like...
It's better than Spider-Man.
Better than Spider-Man. Well, you know, this is interesting. It's Dan Aykroyd's first movie where he gets the title, the lead role. I guess John Belushi always had it above him. And I don't know. I don't know why people weren't more into this. Maybe it's too extreme. It was a pretty extreme movie.
With pimps and whores and stuff. And
even though it was R-rated, it was like pretty radical, and it had a lot of there was just like 5 minutes straight of just like smoking joints and like. I feel like just like an orgy and just so many crazy things for 1983.
Well, smooth watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was shirt unbuttoned. Yeah. What was the rating on this movie?
It was R. It was R.
Oh, okay.
X. It was a hard X.
Yeah, it was triple X.
Three X's.
What a great
Diesel. It was triple X.
I mean, yeah. Even though this wasn't successful, like movie wise, what a great couple of years for Dan Aykroyd. He had this and Trading Places and
You guys ready?
And Ghostbusters.
Shit all over your parade.
Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. You have some negative things to say, Brett?
I do.
Well, Brett, I'm gonna rip you apart. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna deck you before you can say anything.
Keep in mind, Brett, this is the first movie that Dan Aykroyd made after John Belushi died when
things.
Keep in mind when you say that black heart.
I think he could have been a lot better, and I don't think he was very good as the dork character, and I didn't like the dork character. And
the dork character was pretty lame.
And that was the majority of the movie.
But weren't you supposed to be like, he can be better than that dork character?
He
could have
been like fun to watch, at least, but he was just like such a squarey nerd that it was just
I'll admit, the dork parts weren't like the best all the time, and there were some parts that weren't just like hilarious all the time, like I said.
Dan Aykroyd is good enough to do that, like funny, but I just didn't think it was funny.
But I mean, keep in mind the 99 terrible Dan Aykroyd movies there are, and think about how good this is compared to that. Think about how good this movie is.
I'd say that I really thought the nerd character was funny. I think he went for a crazy over-the-top style and then just like stuck with it the entire time, where he was like such a like Revenge of the Nerd style nerdy dork guy. And I think all the other characters, the thing that helps the movie too is that all the other characters around him are just completely crazy too. So I think even though it's such a bizarre character that he plays, I think everyone around him kind of makes it work because they're all crazy too.
It's a crazy movie.
Yeah, I mean, it does have a little like a crazy vibe to it, but I feel like I wish the world had a even crazier vibe to it.
Crazier than that could have been
a little bit more wacky.
The beginning does make it seem like it's going to be wackier than it is.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that beginning. Devo did the main theme song for this movie.
There's a lot of music in this movie that pops up. James Brown himself sings at the end, which is crazy, I guess.
He's like, Dr. Detroit!
Ooh!
There's some great dancing sequences, honestly, in this movie. This is a great movie to just, like, kick back, do some LSD, and, like, I don't know, call your mom while you're watching it. When the mom character pops up, call your mom at home when the LSD is really kicking in.
No, when it gets to the dream sequence where Dan Aykroyd sells his mom to somebody for sex, that's when you call.
Yeah, Brett, I guess I am going to have to defend this movie a little bit. It was so much fun. Like, how could you... I feel like, you know what, you've been a little cynical on things lately. You've getting darker and darker as the season goes on. You need a rest. You need a could go into your Rambler cocoon, hibernate for the winter, and then come back out renewed next year when we watch, like, the shittiest thing, and it'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna rewrite the remake of it.
Well, you know, I don't know, I could use a little R&R, a little Rambler rest.
We're taking a 6 month break. Right?
Rambling and resting.
Yeah, we're not coming back till June 27th. Our New Year's show is our last show.
2015.
We're doing like.
Stay tuned.
We're doing like Lost in 24-2. We're taking a 6 month break so we can air a bunch of weeks uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. 12 weeks uninterrupted and 6 months off.
But we'll see you in about 10 months.
Yeah, no, I think you certainly have tapped into some injury there, though. I feel like I'm a little bit more cynical and. Angry lately.
Is it because of what we've done to you as yes. a Rambler?
As Ramblers?
I mean, you just warped me with your Rambler world.
Oh my god.
Like, you remember how sweet and innocent I was?
Yeah, you didn't even like, wear that facial hair.
Before the hat, before the hat, before the beard.
I didn't wear hats or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You really changed, man.
I'm like a tornado of attitude, and it's all because of you guys.
It's like Kurt Cobain, man.
Dude,
like
you really changed as a person, and it's a problem.
You say I've changed. I think you've just changed.
Well, Brett.
I think we've all changed each other.
Let's.
I think we have. We changed each other for the better.
For the better, I said.
Yes.
Let's talk about
get together.
Let's get together.
Yeah. We did the parent trap.
Yeah, right? We're gonna do the parent trap quadrilogy any time.
Quadrilogy.
There's four original parent traps.
No, there's not.
Parent trap one, parent trap two, parent trap three, and then parent trap four Hawaiian something.
No, there's no Hawaiian. None of those things exist.
Hold on, I'll show it to you.
I mean, you know,
do they all star Lindsay Lohan?
No, I'm talking about like
the original ones.
What River Mills? Haley Mills. I'm talking
about. Did
you
know the Lindsay Lohan ones are remake, Charlie?
Let's see.
I think so.
Parent Trap 2, Parent Trap 3, Parent Trap Hawaiian Honeymoon.
Well,
and they really do have the original people.
1986, Jesus.
It's pretty
unbearable.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, but we'll watch them one day.
Like that. So, should we reach in that old Rambler pumpkin and.
Brett, Halloween's all over. Halloween's over.
You need to Charlie's head?
Yeah. Brett, you want a segment. I have a segment that we're going to start this episode. It's fair enough that Dan Aykroyd should create things for us to do. Mm-hmm. And because of this movie...
He created it all.
We're going to do a segment all of us are going to answer this time, and then we're going to spring on random guests at other points in the future. So our new segment is, what would your pimp name be?
Yeah, I forgot to be thinking about that.
I'm glad I didn't think about it, because I was like, I want to be able to just come up with one on the spot, and I just have not thought about it at all. Though.
So yeah,
I should have given it some time.
I haven't even thought about mine either. So what you guys need to be thinking about right now, basically, if I had to write it down on pen and paper, is, what would your pimp name be? And you're going to want to underline that a couple times and think about it, because that's the main... Charlie, are you getting this? Write this down. Your
you
pimp
bring
name.
Your Rambler pad.
You know, a lot of people.
There it is.
A lot of people place, would go online and have look up something, some equation or some way of doing this, like taking your street and then adding your fucking first pet's name, whatever. And I think this you should be able to choose your own name, like Dr. Detroit. Even though Dan Aykroyd didn't choose his name, or maybe here's a interesting idea too. Maybe we should all choose our own name and then. Choose a name for each other or something like agree or disagree or how about a take it we combine it with a take it or leave it.
Oh my God. We
take it or leave it.
Can we do that with choice the name.
We're, it's a segment within a segment.
I can't handle this. It's I'm in a dream.
We're doing a double dose of segments.
That sounds like a third segment.
Don't make me don't even make me dare introduce a Voices from the Wild.
Is that the Rambler pumpkin?
Hiawatha was riding by.
Charlie, this is why our way is the correct way. We're not running off into some bizarre other world. You and I are living in the invisible world with a crystal skull, and we have a complete focus on our lives right now.
Charlie, I know you. And so that means I know that you're going to try to answer C-Chaz the Jizza for your pimp name. And we're not going to allow it. That'd be a great choice.
No!
But unfortunately, you're already too famous for that. So you need something a little more low-key, a little more... if you're wanting to get away with a double life Dr. Detroit type scenario, you need to come up with something. People are going to see C-Chaz the Jizza and show up at Charlie Metz's doorstep. Your ass is going to be raped in prison.
Yeah,
yeah. Our fans are already hip to that. Like, they're keen on you. So you gotta catch them, you know, off guard and hit them with a...
All right.
It was interesting because going into this, you know, I had never seen this movie before, and I was wanting there to be a segment coming out of it. So I just wrote Rambler Pimp segment down, and I was like, hopefully something will spring up. And during the movie, me and Sam had a little brainstorm, and we're like, what would your pimp name be? That's got to be it. And then...
did I say anything during that conversation?
I don't know. do you ever say anything during my creative brainstorming conversations? Everything we've ever done on the podcast has always been my idea.
It's true. I just sit around and eat shrimp. You got this popcorn shrimp. I don't have a good freezer, but you put it in the microwave toaster thing, and I don't know. It's kind of soggy.
Your penis?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I need to think of my pimp name.
I have mine, if you want to hear it.
You have been
it's
already?
Completely my original name, and I think people will actually start calling me this.
Okay.
J-Sauce the Big Bose.
I'll take it. But I think you mean boss, right?
No. It's Bose. Bose. Right?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I know you look pretty gangsta in that pic.
My pimp name would be Dorkaya Nad.
What?
Which is Dan Aykroyd backwards, because I am the anti-Aykroyd.
Oh, fuck you!
Yes.
We were prophesied, and there will be flames and burning ashes in the Rambler studio.
That's for me!
Charlie, start whipping yourself. I'm gonna...
Wait.
Charlie, stick needles. Hammer your balls, your testicles.
Burn your arm like I'm doing, alright?
No, hammer your balls to the pavement like that Russian guy did a few weeks ago. Did you hear about that?
No,
he nailed his testicles into the cobblestone.
Oh my god.
In Russia to protest something.
Just
something very important.
It was a Jonas Brothers concert.
No, that's why he did it. The Jonas Brothers broke up and he was very upset. He blamed Russia.
He was like, Mother Russia, I blame you for my Jonas Brothers.
All right.
That guy is it.
I know you guys are going to hate this. I know you guys are going to hate this and think it sounds ridiculous, but if I had my pimp name, alias, I would be Mr. Frog.
I'll buy that for $1.
So you'll take it?
Yeah.
Yes! Brett, take it or leave it, Mr. Frog.
Mr. Frog, I'll take it.
Yes, Charlie.
I'll allow it.
So, do you take it?
Take it or leave it.
All right. C-Chaz the Jizza, a.k.a. Unknown. What is your...
Yeah, what's your pimp name?
Well, if it's not C-Chaz the Jizza, I would have to say Balls McFadden, indeed.
That's cool.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
I'll take it. A unanimous take.
He's a doctor
on all accounts. A unanimous take. I love it. I love it. Unity. Dan Aykroyd brings everyone together. What a good year.
Dan Aykroyd brings everybody together.
What a bountiful Thanksgiving harvest it has been. You might be listening to this around your Thanksgiving. Maybe not. I don't know. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It's finally over.
It's
finally finished.
Yeah. Finally over. We made it.
Is it really?
Just in time for Black Christmas Eve.
Ooh, what? Are you suggesting a black tail party for Christmas?
Possibly.
Is that like when they go shopping and it's really cheap? And all the mothers trample everyone.
Yes. Yeah, and people get trampled to death. That's what happens.
Yeah,
that's weird. That's like the most disturbing thing ever. I feel like is that see that's like the kind of haunted corn maze I want to go in. Where every year, you know, someone's gonna die. It makes it so much more exciting.
One person actually is sacrificed to the corn maze. So that's what really makes it scary.
Exactly. I would love to go to that kind
just
of
just like
maze.
A real children's
There's
like
only
corn
one
type
real killer.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone and else has chainsaws, like can't touch you and stuff, and like you'd expect.
No more than one though, but yeah, one person will die every year.
Okay, we had some fun with the segment.
Huh?
We had a little fun.
I thought we were in a double segment.
We had a little fun with a couple of segments. You're right. But I think we need to get back to something. We wrapped up Take It or Leave It and What Would Your Pimp Name Be?
Hey. The first ever round of What Would Your Pimp Name Be.
Good for us. But there's something very important. There's something very important we have to get to.
I leave it.
There's something very important.
I leave it.
Okay.
I leave it. I take my taking it.
No, I just like everyone to know that I leave it. I leave your leaving my leaving.
There's something very important we have to get to.
I'll take your taking it.
I think we need to talk about Dan Aykroyd's penis.
What?
Makes an appearance in this movie.
Yeah, it makes an appearance.
You see it.
It's in a Devo music video. Yeah.
In the very first scene, he's jogging and his little wiener's just like hanging out, being a good guy in his jogging shorts, and you really get a good dose of Dan Aykroyd's junk. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it really set the tone of this movie, I think.
Yeah, if you were just to throw that on a computer and, you know, paint all that, his shorts, the color of flesh, it would basically look like seeing him nude.
That's probably why Chevy Chase wasn't in this movie, because he wasn't willing to show his penis when he was running and jogging.
Probably why Charlie turned into the mask during that scene and started pounding on this red table like a cartoon wolf.
Yeah, what if, that's interesting, I was going to talk about recasts and remakes and stuff later, but what if Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd switched places and Dan Aykroyd did Vacation and Chevy Chase was Dr. Detroit? Like, a lot of things like that could have happened in the 80s.
Then Dr. Detroit would have been the franchise that carried on, and Vacation would have tanked.
You don't think Dan Aykroyd would have been more successful and had a successful Vacation series?
I think I would have liked both of them less. Without a doubt.
Nah, that wasn't a real answer. That was the anti-Aykroyd answer.
You son of a bitch. Yeah. Damn it.
Charlie, get
him. They're gonna hold him.
There we go. Brett, what did you think about the black driver?
I can't handle that.
Pain for Aykroyd. Pain for Aykroyd, all right?
Brett, what did you think about the black driver, Diablo? The awesome... He was so awesome, wasn't he?
Like, I was just, like, tripped out. Like, before we knew that character, Smooth, and that his name was Smooth, I was surprised that he, like, seemed to hire this driver that it sounded like he didn't know, and whose name was Diablo. But other than that, like, he was fun.
I love that character. He's the guy from The Thing, who's on roller skates in The Thing. Unlike anybody in Dr. Detroit, might I add. But,
like, I promise.
Yeah, it's another exit to Eden.
I guess I exit to Eden you.
You did. It happened.
It happened. I heard it. Mm. You know, Brett. I'll tell you what. We'll do another segment, but I want to drop a few facts. I want to drop a few facts on this movie.
I want to drop a few facts on Donna Dixon.
That's what I was going to say. You know, we haven't really talked about any of the other cast in this movie. Donna Dixon's in this movie. You might not know her. She's only in a few things. But it's Dan Aykroyd's wife of like 20-something years.
She's the hottest chick in the movie.
She's so hot in this movie. She's this hot bit blob bimbo, and she's so voluptuous and beautiful. And
I wouldn't even say she's a bimbo, though, because she's like...
She's elegant. She's classy.
I think the cool thing is all the prostitutes are all like really streetwise and smart, and they pretty much pull everything off because they're just like... Because
they're whores.
Yeah, they know how to live.
There's an Asian one. There's an African-American one. There's Donna Dixon, who Dan Aykroyd met and then later married. So he was putting his like face between her pillows pretty soon after this. And of course... a young Fran Drescher, who in the 80s, you know, I think she's so annoying later on, but in the 80s, she's like so hot. She's so tiny and hot. Like, she's just like a little glass figurine that like could snap in half, and I would snap her in half. I'd love to, especially in this movie. They dress her up to look ridiculous, but she's so tiny and just like tight. Mm. Donna Dixon, though, she's beautiful. She's beautiful in this.
She's gorgeous.
And she's in like four other movies with Dan Aykroyd.
One of them being Exit to Eden.
Yeah,
very big 80s hair in this.
Mm-hmm. She had very big 80s everything in this.
Yeah, no. The prostitutes.
Don't listen to the non-believer make fun of your beautiful wife.
No, the prostitutes. The prostitutes were very attractive in this. I will say they were all so attractive.
And I feel like I like an aged Fran Drescher.
A haggard.
Sort of like, yeah, no, like I like my haggard you Suzanne
like
a, Summers.
You like more of a 90s Fran Drescher, you're saying? Yeah. Interesting, because there's a movie out there that I've always wanted to venture down the path of seeing.
I think Sam knows what it is. At some point, maybe season 3, maybe later, we're going to watch The Beautician and The Beast.
I saw when it came out.
I've wanted to see that for years, and
you've never seen it?
We've got to do it. I've never seen it. Why would I have seen that?
I don't think I've seen it either, but I feel like I've seen parts of it, or like a long chunk of it. Maybe.
Season 3 is an exciting year for you listeners, baby. Spice World, Beautician and the Beast.
Spice World?
We talked about Spice World at some point.
I've seen so much more Fran Drescher stuff than I would have liked to. I feel like I've seen almost every episode of The Nanny.
I didn't watch The Nanny because we're doing a podcast on the entire series. Watch every episode.
I didn't watch The Nanny regularly or anything, but I'd see it off and on, and I remember masturbating to her at one point on the show.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think it was the time she had like sex on the beach. If you remember that. I don't know. Do you remember her having sex on the beach at some point? Like in some bushes?
I mean, there's like so many episodes of that. Like,
there's 180 episodes of that show.
Let's talk, okay.
But so, you know who's in an episode of that show that you revealed?
Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, that's insane. Dan Aykroyd. I see the episode.
Dan Aykroyd as the repairman is in an episode of The Nanny, which I wonder if it's because of their connection in this movie.
Well, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What if we say Beautician and the Beast, and one year we do a Fran Drescher year and have it start off with that episode
Is she in enough movies?
I don't know, but have it start off with that episode of, fucking whatchamacallit, The Nanny. So it's Dan Aykroyd.
Oh,
and that'll do Beauty and the Beast, and then do maybe UHF.
Yeah, I say we kick Dan Aykroyd to the curb and bring in the new.
I know, that idea sucks
for me. You know, I never thought about it. Well, that's a lie. I've had this vision this last couple of weeks about Fran Drescher.
I've been having that too.
Doing it and doing like her as a celebrity on the Aykroyd shows or whatever. And I think I don't know. It's a prophecy that I needed to see fulfilled. And I didn't think it was actually going to happen because I was like, never in a million years would we ever do 3 shows on Fran Drescher. But then, like, I just knew it was something that was going to happen. And yes. Never even after I said Beautician and the Beast did I think it would pass. But now it just seems, it feels so right, doesn't it?
Certainly.
That's okay. Maybe that's something we should talk about.
What?
The dissension in the ranks among the whole
Aykroyd
thing.
Dissension. Millennium.
Some people think this is going
to
be the last.
Aykroyd's got to go. Fran Drescher is the way to go.
Some people think this is going to be the last Aykroyd show there is. Some people, Sam, you want us to do it like
every five episode.
Five times a year.
5 times a day.
Well, I think we've reached. Someone suggested this to me. I won't say who. But someone suggested.
Charlie, was it you? Have you defected, you fucking piece of shit?
Praise the almighty Aykroyd.
So this year we did 4 Aykroyd shows, everybody. And some of them were great, some of them were decent. But there seemed to be one too many, first of all. The exit to Eden one should have been sucked out. And
sucked.
We learned from that, and so it's an easy choice to only cut down to 3 shows next year. On our Aykroyd shows.
I was so excited. I think you're saying we only have 3 episodes next year.
Brad, you got to be where you're like the cynical. You're like, gotta go into the Rambler office today.
Yeah,
do the fucking
we'll
show.
We'll do the season opener, the Christmas special, and the season closer.
Yeah, on the way in today, you were like, no fucking way did I prepare a song. Fuck tonight's show.
Oh man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like.
This is where it gets tricky, though. This is where it gets tricky.
This is like living in that song December by
Collective Soul?
Yes, by Collective Soul. That's what I feel like right now, bro.
This is where it gets tricky.
What are the lyrics to that? How's it go? Remind me, and I'll know it, but I don't remember right off.
Isn't it the part where he's like, "Don't do it,
turn your head now, baby, just spit me out," you know, right? I feel like the Dizzy Ramblers just chew me up and spit me out like bubble gum.
Well,
that's yeah.
Strap yourself in for this wild ride.
Uh oh, hit me.
We love Dan Aykroyd, and I think it was great that he started off season 2. We did so many shows with him, and we had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. So Sam, what I'm proposing is every year we'll watch a movie that stars Dan Aykroyd. Starting next season, we'll watch a Dan Aykroyd movie
God, no.
with another celebrity, whether it's Fran Drescher, whether it's so and so,
John Candy,
whether it's Chevy Chase, whether it's next year's mystery celebrity, and he'll get off the year started right. Dan Aykroyd will introduce us to the new celebrity in a sense, and then we'll watch two more movies that will be about the new celebrity, and they could be The Beautician and the Beast. They could be Memoirs of an Invisible Man. Who knows what they could be? But next year we have a celebrity planned. We even though Sam doesn't know it, we talked about this and we agreed on it.
What are you guys doing to me,
Sam? We're not going to reveal who it is, but next year we're going to have a fun time. We're going to introduce the new format to you. You're going to love it, and it's still going to be Dan Aykroyd involved. We're still going to have the Aykroyd Awards at the end of the year. Charlie, how does that sound to you? How does that sound to you?
I need more Aykroyd.
See, like, we're Charlie and I are like Hasidic Jews. We're like, we're going by the book, and I still don't know if I can buy this new form, this new testament of Aykroyd.
What if we still mention
the UFOs?
What if we still mention Dan Aykroyd in the other episodes? Like, we're watching The Beautician and the Beast, and we're like, we have a segment where we're like, where would Dan Aykroyd have fit into this movie?
Yeah, we already got the Feldman thing.
So what, Brett? We can't do multiple. This is not the same thing. This is not the same thing because
segment.
Listen,
Brett,
listen to me. Listen to me. No. We're saying who would Corey Feldman have played in this movie? In the character, we take a character that's already in it, and we're like, okay. Who would Corey Feldman have been? With this, we're creating an entirely new character
for
Dan Aykroyd and putting him into the movie. Like, Beautician and the Beast, he would be the butler, of course.
While I do like that idea, we could just not acknowledge or talk about Dan Aykroyd.
No!
Not for me!
Brett, I like the idea of saying what imaginary role that we created would Dan Aykroyd have played.
I do like that idea.
You could even say Dr. Detroit for every episode. You could be like, he would have been Dr. Detroit coming in.
Yeah, no, honestly, I feel like, I don't know if I like this movie, and I don't think I do, but I can tell you, I would have loved this movie if Dr. Detroit was, like, in at least 75% of it. It would have been, like, one of my favorite movies.
Brett, probably. You fooled me. I thought you liked it.
I just love the character. I love the character of Dr. Detroit. He's, like, he's like this, like, mad doctor who's, like, riddled with, like, crazy ailments of some sort. And he's just, like, so eccentric.
I mean, it's just so great because Dan Aykroyd has to commit to this ridiculous voice that, like, he does over the phone for some dumb reason.
Yeah, and it's great. And he, like, all that stuff is just...
Say what?
Catnip in the bag.
I guess I just misread your pure unbridled joy while watching the movie, Brett.
Oh, because I thought sure you wasn't. I was miserable most of it.
Son of a bitch.
You lying sack of shit.
No, I kid you not. Like, I really kind of hated it, but every time Dr. Detroit was on the screen, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I got a couple laughs, but like...
oh my gosh. Let's emphasize, though, Dr. Detroit, the character, is so ridiculous with his poofy blonde hair and his like trickster-like clothing.
His
and
his
voice is insane. His metal hand. Man, it's really insane.
He's like Vader from Rock and Roll High School Forever.
Yeah, but better.
you
know, the character Mom is a lot like the evil principal in Rock and Roll High School.
But
you
better.
Know, but better.
Your mom sucked.
Really? Oh my god. Ah! The greatest character ever.
Mom's
made.
Like the stupidest thing ever. You know what? Here's something else that I really wish would have happened. I wish somebody just would have killed either Mom or one of those henchmen. Somebody should have.
She
died.
Got dropped into like a garbage crate or something.
I wish she got squished by that giant arm that would hold her. You know, like that thing from Innerspace.
But she had to be able to come back for the sequel.
And he taught everyone a lesson in the end. He reached a level where violence wasn't the answer, Brett. He taught all of the pimps at the what was it called?
Pimp Academy.
The Pimp Academy.
The Pimp Academy dance.
The Players Ball.
Players Ball. That violence wasn't the ultimate solution. That you can have honor. That's what he learned the entire movie. It's such an incredible message for our times that Dan Aykroyd is trying to just give us this social statement. It's like a testament to the Bible.
Praise Aykroyd.
No, like I said, I did like the message, but...
Somebody mentioned Mom. I have to read my favorite Amazon...
description of TV's Mom
review
with Anna Faris and...
by Mr. Kaplan.
Wait, so this would be
the
a...
The Voices of the Web!
This is one of those movies I watch over and over, mostly because one new character, Mom, she is sexy and hot. And I love watching her move. Pure eye candy. I was hoping for a nude scene with her in Dr. Detroit, but alas, it wasn't meant to be.
So I guess I would just have to use my imagination and imagine it's me in the hot tub with the gorgeous nakedness of mom. 4 stars.
I'd agree with that wholeheartedly. Not only do I think mom was a classic comedic character, but I'd bang her as well.
I wouldn't say that, but this movie probably could have been a little better if directed by someone like John Landis or someone a little better. This director, Michael Pressman, he had a lot of shitty movies he directed, TV and other stuff. I hadn't even heard of a lot of it, but he the two things that struck a nerve with me were he directed Bad News Bears and Breaking Training, for what that's worth.
What's Breaking Training?
That's like the third or second. It's like one of the sequels, the original Bad News Bears.
Oh, okay.
It's one movie.
I thought you were saying one. Okay, two.
No, the Bad News Bears in Breaking Training. And then, of course, he also directed Brett. This I don't know if you're a fan of these movies. I know you're a fan of the characters, but he directed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
That's what? Cool.
I wonder if he came up with the idea for the ninja rap sequence.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Like,
that's the one that's got Bebop and Rocksteady in
it. That's the only thing that stands out of that movie for me was ninja rap. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I want to stand up for him, because I feel like he may have made a bunch of shitty movies. Mm-hmm. But I think this one's competently directed, and like
it's not terribly directed. Also, but I mean, I think just someone could have been better who put a little more like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I like the sort of normal look to it, even though things get so zany sometimes.
Well, this is where it gets really weird.
Yeah, this is a Rambler revelation, as far as I'm concerned, because you've been withholding this fucking...
Well, I hope it's just weird for you, or not weird, but just, like, cool, as it was for me. A couple of the writers on this movie, one of them...
I recognize one of their names, but
that's the one that hopefully will surprise you. Bruce J. Friedman helped write and come up with a story. He also wrote the screenplay for Stir Crazy, Splash, and The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin, as well as other things. But the real thing that got me was Carl Gottlieb, and I was like, who the hell was that guy? And of course, he helped write the screenplay for The Jerk, for one thing. Also, the Caveman with all those crazy Beatles, all the Beatles in Caveman.
He did the Geico Caveman commercial.
The first one, and of course.
Jaws, Jaws 2, and Jaws 3D.
Jaws 3D!
Yeah. He was a writer on all those. Wow. Jaws, yeah.
Wow.
So there you go.
That makes sense, because Aykroyd has the connection with Spielberg and everything, with him Aykroyd being in, you know, Indy 2.
Yeah.
So, like, they're all... And plus, I mean, just the Twilight Zone movie and everything, like, they're all kind of interconnected, so that's cool that guy was a part of this.
Yeah. So... Good job on me withholding information.
Good job, John.
Good job, John.
You get off on withholding.
I do get off. Yeah, whose hair is longer, Charlie? Yours or Thor's in the Thor of the Dark World? And when he takes his shirt off and he's like all rock hard, do you ever do that? And you're like looking at your nipples and you're like...
I look in the mirror and cry.
Well, that's fair. That happens.
Hey, you and me both, sister. Especially with that 4 tattoo I have in my tit.
But no, you should feel good about that Aykroyd tattoo that you got, like, because I mean, even if you only get the 4 check marks off of it, it's like a G.G. Allen tattoo. It's, you know, it's just fucking radical and cool, and it's like a just like fuck you kind of a tattoo.
I got it after sitting in a sweatbox for 23 days straight, just listening to the opening theme song to Dr. Detroit. I viewed it as a religious upheaval in my life, Brett. Something that was going to change the way the entire course of my life would go.
So you're pretty familiar with that song when you watched it for the first time today?
I mean, it was pretty insane because I didn't even know it was the theme song from this. It was just the only thing that I had on my iPod. It came with the iPod. So it was just a weird, like...
Hold on, let me see that iPod.
It was Kismet. Well, I took
Sam, that...
I took it off.
That song's not on here.
No,
Hey, Brett. I know what those kisses mean.
Ooh!
Let's dive into the Ramblers Forum.
Are you going to read all of them, or are we going to pass them around?
The Ramblers Forum.
I like to read them, if that's all right. All right. This is their first ever full-on edition of Ramblers Forum. Let's get a few of these more serious ones out of the way. This one, you could call a complaint from Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this called a forum? rather than a message Dropbox or something. A forum implies an exchange, which implies giving one thing and receiving another. This forum fulfills the function of allowing one to give, but does not allow them to take. While it is true that the site as a whole contains portions where one can take, this is really more like a one-way mailbox or something. And then they did a little tongue thing. And then they said, happy day after Halloween. Hope your event went swimmingly. Thank you. But
well, I feel like I can take the criticism. I'm not gonna like crack for that. I feel like it's a good name still. We don't have to change it.
No.
Random anonymous person.
Hey,
said
you know
that.
What?
And this is what I like to say. This is what I think. First of all, I appreciate whoever said that. Is doing it in good humor. But it is a forum because first of all, Brett, you just earlier today were online emailing back a couple of people that had sent in letters. We talked about this already, actually, but I just want to emphasize someone known as Bill sent in something
Bill
requesting
Snyder?
A Kim Possible episode. We talked about Unloaded Questions episode, but when has it happened? Season 3, baby. Kim Possible all the way. Let's just emphasize that. And Brett, these next couple actually are from people you know. Your brother-in-law, Scott.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, where we're recording this, it is his birthday. And he said, we've got him addicted, actually. He said, okay, so I just realized that I've listened to all the Disney Rambler podcasts. WTF. Kudos to him for listening to all of them.
That's not easy.
But he doesn't have it easy. He doesn't have it easy.
In the hood?
He doesn't have it easy, because he says, now what am I supposed to listen to at work? Hoping more in the works soon. And then he did the tongue thing. Everyone's sending in that weird tongue symbol. To let us know they're good-natured. Maybe you guys should just do 2 a week. Well, that's a pretty high request, Scott, considering... why don't you come in the studio and prepare 2 weeks' worth of material for 1 week? Oh, my goodness. But we appreciate
so
you.
Much,
we
so
appreciate
much.
You. Then so, and then Brett, you
I think this Ramblers forum segment's making all of our blood boil.
Okay,
Brett's unbelievable lashing out at you earlier.
We're gonna wipe it out after I get through this next one. We're doing the non-sexy ones first, and we're saving the sexy ones.
Wait, that one wasn't supposed to be sexy?
I don't think so.
Why are Charlie's pants off then?
Actually, it was a little sexy because Scott sent in a picture. Of a girl doing the splits with her legs, like, completely...
Yeah, and waddling really fast.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It was, like, one of those, like, pictures that moves, like, you know, like, those, like, internet sensations.
She looked a little bit... She looked a little bit like Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. And she was doing the splits
and
waddled.
Somebody was, like, doing the splits, and there were, like, two people doing it, and they were, like, racing. And it was, like, really creepy looking. It looked like something out of The Exorcist.
So, Brett, then your...
I didn't see that one, actually.
Your sister, Brett, sent in something. I'm not going to read all of it. It was really long, but I'm going to read the highlights. She said, so if you haven't seen Thanksgiving 3, you should just check it out. Don't research it, just watch. The less you know up front, the better. Probably. If you want a challenge, take a drink. And we love drinking games here, obviously. Mm-hmm. Take a drink every time Thanksgiving 2 is set or shown. Movie cover during the movie. She does not recommend doing shots. Just a sip. Because if you play with shots, you may die of alcohol poisoning. That's her warning. Doesn't want that. Believe me, a sip every time they say or show Thanksgiving 2 will get you pretty sloshy, is what she said. Extreme challenge, if they are showing the cover, keep drinking until it is not on the screen anymore. So, all in all, she does want to kill us. I don't want to be responsible for hangovers. Well, that's going to happen by suggesting this challenge. So to help with that, you should also take a drink of water every time you laugh. This will keep you hydrated. She thought about everything. If you choose to accept this challenge, good luck and enjoy. Spoiler alert, it's not over till the dead granny sings. And then she said, there's a lot of other things, very nice things she said. And basically, she suggested that we do a podcast on Teen Abe Goes to Camp because it got Brett into living as a person. And
he was born from that movie?
But, and she said, keep up the good work, Ramblers. With love. Your one and only female listener, Winky Face, Brett's sister. So what a nice letter. Okay, here we're getting to the spicy ones. When we first set up the Ramblers Forum segment, we requested the letters be sexy. This one is from Zelma.
Zelma, this is one of my
Zelma?
Zelma.
I think all three are my faves, but this is my fave.
Okay.
I'll say that for all three of them.
I'm just going to read quote for quote what she says. I listen every week from Germany.
What?
This is from Zelma. We do have viewers. We have not viewers, but we do have listeners in Europe. Actually, Charlie,
that's
believe it
awesome.
Or not.
This it's we're big over there because of our frequent talk about sausage.
Uh huh. I listen every week from Germany. Love show, especially misogynistic and how do you say, quote rapey parts.
I'm glad we're being appreciated in our time. For
she says, give kisses to all the Ramblers.
John, do it.
Except Charlie. He is not my type, I think. And then she sent a picture of her her very voluptuous breast with her hands touching her vagina. Alright, moving on.
Wow.
What the hell?
Wow.
This is from Sean.
Thanks for throwing me into the bud.
This is from Sean.
That's a real thing we got. It's like, right?
Yeah.
You're not shitting me, right?
I'm not shitting you. This is from Sean. Longtime fan. Favorite episode is the one where Brett goes inside Nathan. And then he adds, I know Nathan's not a regular on the show, but can you tell him I want to go inside him too? And then he sends a very lovely picture of his whale-sized cock.
Yeah. And I honestly hate to say it. What's his name?
Sean.
I hate to say it, Sean, but your cock is like twice as big as I am. So I barely fit in. So you'll have to check with Nathan, but you might have a hard time getting in there.
But I'll make sure to let Nathan know, though. I'll make sure to
be like parting his head with an axe.
All right, I'll make sure to let Nathan know, Sean. Thank you. Thank you for your letter.
Oh my god.
I appreciate your fandom. And this last one here is a personal favorite.
Jeez.
It's from Officer Nancy Allen of
the
Detroit Police Department.
I don't know if she got it or not, but I tried to respond.
This is from Officer Nancy Allen of the Detroit Police Department. Dear Rambling Ramblers of the Dizzying Quadrant, could you guys help me find a link between my movie masterpiece, RoboCop 3, and Mike D from the Beastie Boys? I'm feeling crafty, but Murphy just doesn't get it because he's a robot played by Robert John Burke. He's only played by him in the third one, not the first two. Anyway, I've enclosed a picture of myself below that in no way is an image of obscure porn star Destiny Porter, pre-on-screen coitus. Yours truly, Officer Nancy Allen, Detroit Police Department, Esquire.
Is she in the third one?
And then enclosed is a sexy picture of someone who in no way looks like obscure porn star Destiny Porter, pre-on-screen coitus. And she's pretty hot. It's like her in a thong.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a really sexy picture. She's really like taking sexy her panties picture. Off and like it's like right below her ass.
And that's,
I would love to do RoboCop 3 for a podcast. I've never seen RoboCop 3.
I would do it.
I was, farting around the internet, and I tried to find some sort of link between, what was it, RoboCop 3 and,
Beastie
Mike
Boys,
D.
Mike D.
And here's, if I can recall, here's what I was able to come up with.
Oh. Can I see the email from Zelma?
Yeah. Charlie took it personally. Hold on. Yeah, let me find it.
Is there something I missed in like in that? Like I'm like I just tried to like Kevin, you know, three degrees of Kevin Bacon the things.
Yeah. But you mean if we actually do the episode, John?
Yeah, if we actually do RoboCop 3 for an episode.
Oh, okay. So we should I see and just do it there. Okay, well yeah, good call.
Is that what do you guys think? Do RoboCop 3? Yeah,
I'd love to do RoboCop 3. I've never seen it.
Yeah. And
I haven't seen it either. Actually,
have you guys seen the RoboCop miniseries?
No, actually.
Yeah, they had a 4-episode miniseries.
How was that? I've always wanted to see that.
It's really ridiculous. Like he fights a evil version of himself.
Is he black?
Like, yes.
Sweet.
He really is. It is ridiculous.
Well,
Zelma, I have to say I'm disappointed.
Oh man, so. If you saw that picture, you would be.
Yeah, she's so hot. She's so hot.
Man, that's crazy. That's so crazy. I had no idea. I had no idea that would be the case. Cause yeah, that's insane that you were here for that.
How do you say rapey parts?
that part makes me think that
it's not real.
It's not real.
But then again, maybe someone's just like translating our. Maybe we say that direct quote, and they're they thought it was really funny, and so they quoted us. That's a possibility as
well. Yeah, no, I mean, like, it could, like, I mean, we have...
Because we do say that. We have
German listeners.
We
do. This is, like, one of those, like, chicks who are, like, I mean, chicks are into that, you know...
There's some German chick who wants to fuck us.
Yeah.
And she's hot. She's tight.
Well, fuck three of us.
Well, she doesn't want anything to do with me, apparently.
Oh, Charlie, don't take it personal. I'm sure Sean would have.
Well, he's probably pretty great because it's very personal. Sean might be interested, but yeah, like, the only person in the entire podcast that she isn't like, that's like, that's a punch to the gut.
Brett, that is the Ramblers Forum for the first. What a great time.
Yeah, no, that was the wildest emails I've ever seen in my life, and it was like I was so glad that the Rambler Forum was actually being used like we've asked.
I'm so glad we actually did a segment for it for the first time ever.
Uh-huh.
Have we never had one? We've mentioned about it.
We've mentioned them before, but we haven't officially ever opened this segment up.
The Ramblers Forum, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Jinx, Charlie, you have to blow Sam.
Ding ding ding. Woo!
We've talked a lot about silly things.
I think we just made Zelma wet.
What do any of you have to say?
I know I'm supposed to be German, but I don't like the Charlie. No wet in the panties.
I just channeled it from somewhere, so.
Who?
Let's try one time. I'm willing to go out on that note.
We've had some laughs and we talked about some silly things.
We've had our fun.
But for real,
I can't believe you guys double crossed me and Charlie with the whole Aykroyd thing.
I mean, that's just the way it played out. We still want to include Aykroyd and everything.
They're not surprised.
I can't believe I got burned over here by Zelma.
Okay. Can I make a deal with everybody just to wrap up this whole Aykroyd thing for me?
Sure.
I'll accept us doing a season thing where we open with Aykroyd, go into another celebrity, and we have the little Aykroyd segment of creating an Aykroyd character.
I love that idea.
And we'll still have the Aykroyd Awards. And I have to crucify Charlie tonight. In respect to the old gods, you know? Like, the Aykroyd god... I think it's something that I just need to celebrate. If I'm going to go down this path with you guys, I think it's the right way.
Crucify!
Praise Aykroyd!
Hey, you're in America, and you can celebrate your beliefs any way you want, and,
especially in the South.
And Charlie seems to be on board.
Yep, like, give me that hammer. So. Thanks, hey Charlie. Thank you for believing in Aykroyd enough to let me murder you.
Yay! Sacrifice!
We've been killing a lot of guests lately.
Hey,
and ourselves.
Ooh.
That hurt me. That hurt me more than it hurt Charlie. I think.
Man, that went in really easy. That was like butter. That was like butter.
Like a warm stick of butter.
Now that he's all nailed up, I think the trickster should just drag him into the office and blast him off into the sun.
That's too bad because I really wanted to know Charlie's opinion on this last segment we have.
He can hang around for a little bit. Charlie, you okay? You still with us for the moment?
It kind of hurts a little bit, but I'm good.
You have about 2 days until you die of, like, blood loss or exposure.
Yeah.
Or being fired into the sun.
2 days. That's 2 days I can spite Zelma.
Hello.
We're introducing new segments for the new year. Just get season 3 started off right. Make it easier on ourselves.
Are we in season 3 already?
No, but we're setting
it
up.
Here comes, baby.
We're setting it up. We're making it easy, baby. Bam, we're back, and we're...
we're back.
We have a segment recast in the remake. Who would you recast in the remake? This is a movie, I think, that if they remade...
Oh, wow.
That I don't know. There's a lot of prime pickings for this year alone. Like I already said something about Chevy Chase being in it, but like Steve Martin as Dr. Troy could have been really funny as well. I'm glad that it was Dan Aykroyd.
Are you sticking with that year?
No. I'm just saying that year Steve Martin would have been a good choice as well. But
it's a modern day remake.
Mine would be definitely Jim Carrey, without a doubt. Mm. Jim Carrey as Dr. Detroit. That'd be hilarious to me. But you other guys and Charlie's ghost or Charlie's Lynch self or whatever you are, like, what do you guys think?
Crucified.
Who would you recast as Dr. Detroit and or Fran Drescher and Donna Dixon?
I feel like I've got an answer for you. I definitely want Crispin Glover as Dr. Detroit. I think he'd be great as the nerdy character, and I think he'd be insane for the Dr. Detroit character.
That'd be a weird movie.
It would be really weird, but I think it'd be even better than Willard, especially if they made it like rated R again. And I'd like to see all the Charlie's Angels.
You know
what?
If he was killing people, that would be the movie for me. If he was really just kind of quirky and weird, and then he got like really dark and eccentric and like put a hole right in that bus driver's head.
But I'd like to be as silly, and she looks like a lunch lady to me.
I mean, she looks like anything other than like, you know, a mob boss.
That's the greatest part.
I mean, she looks like she opened like, I mean, she owned her own garage or something. Like, that's one of the things I thought she was at first.
Mm. She runs a limo service. That's her front.
With her bald eunuchs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Around like
Kathy Bates would definitely play mom today.
I think the only reason you don't like the mom character is because your boy
Fruity Loops.
What?
No, go ahead. No,
are you talking?
Because your boy Matt Groening ripped it off totally with Futurama.
Wait, what are you talking
with
about?
The mom character and her two
whatever.
It's the same thing, but done masterfully here.
Yeah, if that was some sort of homage, like, they took it leaps and bounds better than...
Oh, my God. It's such a...
Dr. Detroit.
Well, you know...
Such a sullied version of a classic character.
I read something that one of the co-creators of Parks and Recreation said about how he believed every character should be in a different place than they are at the end of the season they are at the beginning. And
I feel like that doesn't happen at all in Parks and Rec when it comes to
I think it does.
The minor characters.
I think it does. I love those characters. But anyway,
like everyone just becomes a stereotype, just a, like the worst cliche.
Well, fuck you, Brad. That brings me to my next point.
Like Ron
the season started.
Like, I eat meat.
Season 2 started off with you being like light and innocent. You were lovable, Brett. And now, as we're rounding out the end of season 2 and going into season 3, we're going to spend the holiday season with, unfortunately, this asshole monster, Brett, that you've become. You're just like, I don't know, Brett. You're scum of the earth now, basically. I don't know how to even hang out with you at this point.
Yeah, just tell it like it is. If that's how you feel, that's cool. Like
you've been spitting on Charlie's crucified... shivering body this whole time.
Me and the trickster have been licking his wounds.
it's the blood of the righteous, so don't you worry. I'm looking out for you. Damn you.
Well, Brett, I wish there was some way to save you. There's not. we tried. And
I'm still the same old Brett, but
With a new
I'm you know, just with a new Fox attitude.
You used to like movies like this. You're like me when I started being hard on comic book movies, and that small part of me died inside and started hating myself more and more. I think that's what's going to happen to you one day. You're going to wake up. You're going to wake up Christmas morning, and there's going to be no presents under your tree, and you're going to realize that
there's no presents.
You're
going to
realize
Christmas.
That you betrayed everyone who ever cared about you and did anything for you in your life.
This will be a very Ebenezer Scrooge type Christmas for you.
You know, guys, like looking up and seeing Charlie all crucified in the podcast studio.
It's starting to smell.
It's really an awakening of pure spirit for me, and like I'm really I stand by what I say, and that I feel like this Aykroydism is nothing but trouble. So. I'm down to play along, but just know I'm just you know, putting on a little rinky dink show for you.
Just know that I hate you, Brett.
In the name of the podcast, because I love the podcast and I love you guys. And
If you weren't contracted for 9 more years, I would.
I think Dan Aykroyd's all right. I like him a lot, but
would you go out with him? Would you take him out for a fine steak dinner?
Would you take him or leave him?
I let him take me out, man. He's the one with the fucking money. Invite me out, man. We'll hang out if you want. I'm not. You know,
Charlie really is crazy.
No, I hate to interrupt your hate fest here, but I just like to yell up to Charlie right now in his last dying breath. Charlie, we failed. It wasn't worth it. I'm sorry. I tried to scare everybody into believing, but it didn't happen, so I'm sorry. It was for nothing. My bad.
I shall die to save you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Aykroyd said.
I'm glad he believed it until the end, at least. I'm glad his spirits weren't crushed.
Maybe I was kind of Dexter, drag him into your office.
Maybe I was kind of hard.
Stand
on...
up, come on, get down here.
Maybe I was kind of hard on Brett. I forgot he was like the anti Aykroyd Christ or whatever. Like that explains a lot about your hatred for this movie. I forgot about that. You become this like fuck you, you
it
evil.
It got too real for you.
Evil demonic entity inside of Brett.
Hey, well don't worry about that. Let's blast this dead motherfucker off to the sun.
That's our thing.
Wow, he was still alive. Oh my god, what did we do?
We're bad about that.
Shit.
We've sent so many alive people to the sun.
I guess next time we comically crucify someone, maybe we should check and see if they're dead before we blast them into the sun.
I mean, yeah, we didn't need to break his legs or
anything. That trickster's office cam footage is going to be really good this time.
I like the trickster so well. I wish we had somebody dressed as the trickster all the time.
You're still like really into it and all tall and lengthy and moving around like a tall gray white.
I do exactly like the movie.
looking at the camera, like winking and like showing his bad teeth.
When we're talking about him and stuff,
like eating like gross foods.
Holding up signs sometimes.
Oh god.
You sound like John Candy and Planes, Automobiles, when you get like really intense, like that's awesome.
Hey, that was my answer. John Candy should have played Dr. Detroit.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, he would have done a good job.
But you know, I think Dan Aykroyd should have played Dr. Detroit, but I think somebody else should have played the dork that Dan Aykroyd is playing.
That would have been interesting. It was like a real transformation.
That'd be terrible.
Like he really had to take like two pills every time.
He shifts into like another one of the SNL players.
Yeah, it was like Chevy Chase's dorky self and being transferred into Dr. Troy.
Yeah, that'd be like the cheapest thing ever. I'd be just so disappointed and be like, what the hell? They couldn't give Dan Aykroyd for the full movie?
It'd be all really hyped up. He's like, Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd star together in the buddy film of the century, and the buddy film is between Dr. Detroit and Diablo. who's played by,
not Martin, Eddie Murphy.
What's his name? Martin Winslow? Or what's his name? I already forgot it. Kevin Winslow? Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
Are you sure that's who it was?
No, the guy who does the voices.
Yeah. Michael Winslow.
It wasn't joke, Michael Winslow.
That was my joke.
Oh. I thought you were just being racist.
No, I just couldn't remember his name.
Well, Charlie was being racist. Yeah. That's the kind of thing I can say.
But I mean, he's blasted off into the sun now, so. Yeah.
What can he possibly do to retort?
It's too bad. I was really hoping Charlie would be at the Aykroyd Awards.
Hey. He'll be there in spirit, and he'll be there in the memoriam as well.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that sounded like.
That was like an air conditioner or something, I guess, maybe. But.
I mean, I do have. There's a little tweak in my air conditioning unit tubes, so it sometimes sounds like a. Sly little nymphish laugh. Just like that. I don't think we're being haunted. I'm pretty sure that's just the air conditioning unit.
Okay. Yeah.
And may Aykroyd prove it otherwise somehow. But I mean, obviously, you guys don't believe. I believe still, but we'll see. You know.
Who do you think Charlie would have picked for the remake?
Let's ask the air conditioner.
Would that be so? Let's give it a shot, huh?
Yeah, hey.
Air conditioner. What would Charlie have picked to play Dr. Detroit?
There is no replacing the Aykroyd.
Wow, what a he really was a convert. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, he yeah. I brainwashed him well.
Well,
it was worth not having on the podcast for 3 months because he was just inside that closet
drinking vodka.
Yeah, being
what a lucky bastard.
It was also kind of like a steam room. I just put the, I put some mild exhaust fumes going in there. Man. So he had fun.
I envy Charlie.
It was a good ending.
I envy Charlie a little bit. It was
for Charlie Ignatius Metz.
Oh well, You win some, you lose some. Mm-hmm. Like, Charlie will lose out on his chance to do the final ramble.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that time?
It is that time.
Is that the trickster bell that I heard?
That's the trickster bell. You rang it.
His office is back already.
That's strange.
Well, we had a lot of fun tonight. We had so much fun. That was a fun show. That was a fun Aykroyd show. It was a fun end to our Aykroyd Fest. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to listen for that secret phrase and go back to the last two Aykroyd episodes and listen to them. And send in that phrase. You'll win the prize. We'll announce it at the Aykroyd Awards at the end of the year. And maybe Charlie will be back on that show as well. I guess my final...
Just kidding, Zima, or whatever your name
Zelma.
Is.
Zelma.
Just kidding, Zelma. We love you enough not to include Charlie.
Yeah, we killed Charlie for you, Zelma. Mm.
Send us some more pictures.
Yeah, thank you for your letters on the Ramblers Forum, first of all. Thanks for all your sexy pics. Thanks for your comments and your critiques and your suggestions of movies to watch. We will watch all those at some point, I promise.
Season 6.
At some point between now and season 6, we'll watch all those things that you suggested, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie will probably be back by then. Yeah, you're helping shape the Rambler canon. And that's C-A-N-O-N. Anyway, we're back, and we're better than ever.
We're back.
And even though Brett was consumed by the anti-Aykroyd, I think we did a really good show tonight. And all the listeners at home, if I could address them personally, I would just...
Oh, my God. For the first time, a Rambler first.
I would just shake all their hands and thank them for being part of the show and for appreciating us and letting us into their lives and hearts and into their homes and into their workplaces and... I think only Dan Aykroyd could really appreciate the bond and the togetherness that really brings from such a podcast and such a thing. And I only wish I had diamonds to distill this podcast through before releasing it into the airwaves, because there really is no other way of releasing a high quality podcast. But I think we do a pretty good job anyway. And I think we did a good job with the Dan Aykroyd show this year. And I'm happy. It was strenuous at times, but everything we do is strenuous. So. Kudos to us for keeping on and not being like Charlie and hang ourselves from the rafters. I really look forward to all those December.
That was a religious it wasn't like that guy nailing his nuts.
Yeah, not at all. I really look forward to the rest of the December shows, and I think we're gonna really blow season 2out with a really strong finish, and then next year we're gonna come back season 3 headstrong, and Dan Aykroyd's gonna be there in spirit, and yeah, I don't know. I think when we announce the next year's slate of Dan Aykroyd movies and the new celebrity, it's gonna really throw people for a loop. It's really gonna shock people. And that's my final ramble. Beautician and the Beast. Ramble. Beautician and the Beast.
May I have my final ramble?
Go for it.
Please. I feel like this entire experience has really given me an awakening of pure spirit. And it's just something so so marvelous about the Dan Aykroyd experience, about what we all went through tonight, and just how marvelous Dr. Detroit was. And I know some people out there might not get it, but for me, Dr. Detroit is the perfect movie, and Dan Aykroyd is the perfect lead for that movie.
Yeah.
And if Charlie were alive,
which he's not.
I'm sure he would be waving his fingers at the microphone right now, pretending to be a ghost.
Well, Brett, you started it off. Now you're going to end it off.
Yep, I started this, and now I'm going
to
finish
it. Now you got to finish it. Own up to what you started.
I really want to clarify. I'm not the anti-Aykroyd. I'm just agnostic. So, I mean, like I said, I'm down to, you know, humor you guys and, like, you know, play along. So,
anyways, well, what a final ramble.
No, that's not all. That's not all. I really do feel,
I think you've said enough.
I do feel good about these Aykroyds and all these things like that. I think it's a silly thing that you guys have created here. I think it's a really goofy event. I don't interrupt me now, baby.
And I therefore tender my resignation. Tell me those sweet words I want to hear.
I think you guys are absolutely insane, and it's fun to be part of.
I'd like to point out that I
three words.
on this podcast as well.
Yeah.
Earlier when we were laughing at something, I couldn't stop. I was like crying because I was laughing.
We've cried during all the Aykroyd in some way or another. I guess Brett, I'll say three words: breach of contract. Just keep that in mind. You guys, I love you guys, but I love Brett more than I love him tonight, though. He's crossed some lines, and particularly the nail in Charlie's wrist was a particularly that I can't get that image out of my head. But no, I'd like
Judas.
I'd like to think that as the holidays grow nearer, that Brett's heart will de-grinchify.
He'll grow four sizes that day.
Something like that. Well,
he'll be the size of Sean's penis.
Maybe that'll happen. But we can only wish. We can only wish for a Christmas miracle. But
I'll try. But I don't know. I feel every day. I feel like I'm growing a bigger and bigger sourpuss.
Yeah, I can smell that thing from here. Man, I want to watch Donna Dixon in that first top she was wearing again.
Yeah, Donna Dixon was really hot in that movie. Let's all go to sleep tonight thinking about Donna Dixon.
It really can't be overstated how hot Donna Dixon was in that movie. Like, she was... I'd only seen her as, like, in older other movies, and she only like small cameos because she doesn't have big parts.
Right, she's never been that hot.
And she...
But
yeah,
she's so hot in this. So hot.
Oh, my God.
I love her. I loved her.
Hey, here... Sorry to introduce a segment when we all said goodnight.
Yeah.
And I guess the answer is probably the same for all of us, but...
Take it or leave it?
No, which prostitute would you have had sex with?
Oh, kill, fuck, or marry?
Oh, sure, yeah, let's do that. Hey, that's even better. Marry, fuck, kill for the prostitutes in Dr. Detroit.
Marry Donna Dixon.
Yeah.
Kill for Andrew Escher. I don't know. Fuck the Asian one.
Charlie, you're alive at this point. What do you have one? Suck it to us.
Let's see. I'd say, fuck the Asian girl. Marry Dan Aykroyd. That's all I want to do.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Interesting. For me, I guess I'd marry Donna Dixon, fuck Fran Drescher, and then everyone said they want to fuck the Asian girl, so I'll just say I'd kill the Asian girl. But I don't have anything against her.
I think I would marry the Asian girl and consistently cheat on her with Donna Dixon.
Yeah.
And, then
kill Fran
Drescher. I wouldn't just shoot her into the sun. I would like put her. Never mind.
I'm gonna shoot her into the sun. Trickster's smelly office.
I would lure her into the trickster's office with some old meat, and then launch her into the sun. So let's take it for a traveling time.
Yeah, it's traveling time.
It's traveling time. We have fun. Now we come to the end, and we gotta get back on the run. But we're always thinking of you as we ride into that settling sun. Yeah, the Rambo's got the travel, so goodbye to everyone. It's traveling time.
Dive right in.
Motherfucker, take it for a spin.
Oh, I don't have the movie, by the way. I got that story about that.
We have to reenact how we think it's going to go. Get him! Get him! Why? I don't know! This is going to be such a good podcast. I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good podcast.
Shit thing, man.